Fiserv Forum. It's the Bucks outlasting the Wizards, and they are now the lone unbeaten team in Group B for group play in this in-season tournament. So we'll take a look at what's up next for the Bucks in the in-season tournament and what's up next for the team on Sunday when the Bucks will host the Portland Trailblazers. So certainly figures to be a special day for Damian Lillard as well, his first crack at his former team. Let's take a look at the rest of the numbers from this game first, though, as the Bucks finished the game shooting 52% from the field with 48 makes on their 92 shot attempts, but just 29% on threes. 9 made three-pointers in this game on 31 attempts. The Washington Wizards, conversely, knocked down 15 of their 37 attempts, good for 41% on threes, 48% from the field. The other area to make note of here was points in the paint. Remember, we had 148 points scored in the paint by both of these teams on Monday. And tonight, that number was 130, though the Bucks won it tonight. Scored 64 in the paint against the Wizards on Monday. Tonight, they put up 72 points in the paint. The Wizards were held to 58, still a lot, but a far cry from the 84 they put up against the Bucks Monday night. So the Bucks win that points in the paint. They also did a much better job on the offensive glass in the second half. It was a 9-3 edge for the Wizards at halftime. Bucks finished the game with 10 offensive rebounds and the Wizards with 12. Also nearly matched them as the Bucks scored 9 points on those 10 reloads. Wizards 12 points on 12 offensive rebounds. And we also circled the ball movement that the Bucks had, 28 assists on 48 field goals tonight. But offensively, really, it was the play of those three guys, Giannis, Brook Lopez, and Damian Lillard, as that trio combined to score 101 of the 131 that the Bucks scored in this game. Just 14 points from their bench, 16 from the other two starters. Chris Middleton, remember, left the game about a minute into the second half with Achilles tightness. And Malik Beasley with a big game as well. 9 points for Bees, 11 rebounds matches his career high, and he came up with some big ones on the offensive glass down the stretch. As for the Wizards, they were led in scoring by Jordan Poole, but the Wizards finished this game with 4 players scoring 20 or more. 26 from Jordan Poole, though, just 9 of 20 shooting and 1 of 6 on threes. 22 points from both Tyus Jones and Kyle Kuzma, and 20 points from Corey Kispert, but 15 of those 20 came in the first half. Kispert, by the way, also hit 6 of their 15 threes. Really, the bulk of the damage came from 3 players: Landry Shamet, Corey Kispert, and Kyle Kuzma combined to knock down 12 of those 15 three-point attempts, three-point baskets made, 12 of them from that trio on 25 tries. So they were essentially shooting 50% from that group. The struggles came from everyone else. Jordan Poole was 1 of 6. Tyus Jones was 1 of 4. And Danilo Gallinari went 1 of 2 on three-pointers. But another clutch situation that sees the Bucks prevail, and more points to add to his clutch scoring for Damian Lillard, who upon leaving this game is going to be right up there with the league leader, which was Mikal Bridges. Entering play tonight, Mikal Bridges had 45 points in clutch situations. I believe Damian Lillard got 6 as well, and he came in with 39. So he may be a co-leader in clutch scoring. We'll check those numbers as they update throughout the night. But as he told us after the game, you see my value at the end of these games, and the Bucks certainly have on a handful of occasions already this season as they win it tonight, 131-128, knocking off the Washington Wizards. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard and preview the Bucks' next game, Sunday afternoon at home in what figures to be a special day for Damian Lillard. We'll preview the matchup with the Portland Trail Blazers as we wrap things up after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Milwaukee Bucks basketball on 98Q Country. Brought to you by MT Pockets, just north of Park Falls, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Jack's Corner Bar, and by D&D Tire and Auto Center of Park Falls.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Tuesday, November 28th, it's Shawangan hosting Washburn for girls basketball. Join us at 7 p.m. on 103.1, followed by Thursday, November 30th, boys basketball. Butternut hosting Prentice, also at 7 p.m. on 103.1. Both games announced by the wonderful Steve Jetland. Again, that's Tuesday, November 28th and Thursday, November 30th at 7 p.m.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Phillips Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a puckler now.
Shawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Things up on the BMO Bucks radio network of Justin Garcia. The Bucks outlast the Wizards tonight, 131 to 128, our final score. So again, 3-0 now in the in-season tournament, or in group play of the in-season tournament, I should say, are the Bucks with this victory tonight. Let's take a look at the NBA scoreboard and get you caught up on all those scores across the association. So we have 9 other games on your NBA schedule this evening, or today, I should say, as 2 of those were played in the afternoon. All of them are in action now, and we've seen all but 2 go final. So, starting with the final scores from earlier today, we'll begin with the afternoon games that were played. We had a pair of them. First of those took place in Orlando, where the Magic beat the Celtics 113-96. Paolo Banchero scored 23 points. Jason Tatum with 26. And wouldn't you know it, one game after the matchup with the Bucks, Jaylen Brown experienced offensive struggles once more. But the Celtics loss drops them to 12-4 on the season. And more importantly, drops them now behind the Orlando Magic and losing that tiebreaker in the in-season tournament. So the Celtics' hope now would be for the Brooklyn Nets to finish at 3-1, and the Celtics also to win their remaining game, finishing at 3-1. And actually, I suppose we should confirm that that can actually happen, as we have one game remaining. It could. So the Nets host the Raptors, the Celtics host the Chicago Bulls, and you would need a 3-way tie, and the Celtics would need to win on point differential in order to advance in this in-season tournament. So right now, Celtics are flat in point differential. The Brooklyn Nets would be ahead of them, and the Orlando Magic would be ahead of them. So Boston, Magic are done, by the way, in the in-season tournament. They finished 3-1. So Boston would need to win in a blowout and also need the Brooklyn Nets to win. Otherwise, it will be the Orlando Magic representing Group C in the in-season tournament. The other afternoon game was in Memphis, where the Phoenix Suns take care of the Grizzlies 110-89 behind 40 points from Devin Booker. Phoenix 10-6 on the season. They've started to find their groove now the last couple of games. We mentioned the score earlier tonight. The New York Knicks storm back from a 21-point second-half deficit and beat the Miami Heat 100 to 98. So the New York Knicks are 2-1 in the in-season tournament in group play. The Miami Heat also 2-1. Miami now needs to beat the Bucks on Tuesday and hope that the Knicks beat the Hornets, or actually it would be easier for Miami if the New York Knicks didn't beat the Charlotte Hornets. Miami needs to beat the Bucks, and if it's just a two-way tie at 3-1, Miami would advance. If the Bucks win on Tuesday, they are your representative from Group B in this in-season tournament, but they have a good chance as well, even if they lose. We'll get to that in more detail in just a second. The other scores in Toronto, Raptors beat the Bulls 121-108 behind 26 points from OG Anunoby. Zach LaVine with 36 in the loss. In Indianapolis, Pacers beat the Pistons 136-113. Indiana already clinched their group. They finish at 4-0. Miles Turner with 23 points, while Cade Cunningham had 31 in the loss, but the Pistons are just 2-14 on the season. In Houston, how about this? The Rockets beat the Nuggets 105-86 behind 21 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists from Alperen Şengün. Almost a Spider-Man meme come to life seeing he and Nikola Jokic go at it. 38-19-8 for Jokic. In Minnesota, the Kings beat the Timberwolves 124-111 behind 36 from De'Aaron Fox, a duel between Fox and Anthony Edwards, as Edwards finished with 35. And a pair of games are in action as we speak, starting in San Francisco, where the Warriors and Spurs are going at it. 55-54, San Antonio Spurs are up late in the second quarter. Keldon Johnson with 11 points. Dario Saric has 12 for the Warriors. And in Los Angeles, Pelicans up big on the Clippers, 47-30. Brandon Ingram with 16 points, while Norm Powell has 11 for the Los Angeles Clippers. So let's just get you up to speed on the standings and everything we've seen from this in-season tournament thus far. The Indiana Pacers, we mentioned, already clinched their group. They finish at 4-0. Pacers will be one of those four teams representing the Eastern Conference in the knockout round. They are the only team that has punched their ticket so far in the East. Meanwhile, we've had four teams eliminated. The Washington Wizards, who with this loss finish 0-4. The Toronto Raptors, who are 1-2. Their final game has no impact. And same with the Chicago Bulls, who are 0-3. Their last game has no impact either. And remember, those two teams play the Celtics and the Nets. So the intriguing parts come down to those two groups. Again, Bucks are 3-0. They're the only unbeaten team in their group. They have a point differential of 39 right now. The New York Knicks and Miami Heat are both 2-1. Charlotte Hornets have not been eliminated from the wild card. They have been eliminated from getting that, from winning Group B, I should say. But really, this is going to come down to the Bucks, the Knicks, and the Heat. So if the Bucks win, they win Group B, and with their point differential, the Bucks not only win Group B, they will likely be your one seed and would play the wild card in the knockout round. The scenarios in play for the Heat to advance are simply beat the Bucks on Tuesday and have the Hornets beat the Knicks, which would just set up a two-way tie between the Bucks and the Heat. Miami would hold the tiebreaker by way of that head-to-head victory. The Knicks or Heat could also advance and win this group, I should say, if the Heat beat the Bucks on Tuesday and the Knicks beat the Hornets. That would set up a three-way tie at 3-1. It would come down to point differential, which again, the Bucks have a severe lead on right now at plus 39. The Knicks are plus 18, and the Miami Heat right now are plus 11. So both of those two teams would need to win by a substantial margin to move past the Bucks. So long story short, the Bucks are in a pretty good spot moving into Tuesday to be one of the four teams advancing into the knockout round. And as I mentioned, we've seen only the Indiana Pacers advance thus far in the Eastern Conference. In the West, only one team as well. That's the Los Angeles Lakers, but we've seen more teams eliminated. The Utah Jazz, Portland Trail Blazers and Memphis Grizzlies have all been eliminated. They're all in Group A. The Oklahoma City Thunder and San Antonio Spurs both eliminated as well, as they're both in Group C. So we have no one else that has clinched from Groups B or C. However, if the Sacramento Kings win on Tuesday by way of beating the Timberwolves tonight, they will be a representative from Group C. Group B is wide open. The Rockets and Pelicans, both 2-1. The Nuggets are 2-2. Mavs and Clippers, both 1-2. They have not been eliminated either. So a wide open in-season tournament as we head into the final day on Tuesday of group play. Our next game broadcast is going to be Sunday afternoon when the Bucks play host to the Portland Trail Blazers. Should be a special day for Damian Lillard as he faces his former team for the first time since this trade this past fall, coming to Milwaukee. The Bucks and the Portland Trail Blazers, 2:30 tip-off from Fiserv Forum. Our pregame coverage with Dave Kane and myself begins at 2 o'clock on these stations. So for our crew here in Milwaukee, Dave Kane calling the action, our engineer Ryan Elliott, and our studio crew, our engineer Max Meyerson and producer Matt Sossler, I'm Justin Garcia signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Sunday afternoon with more Bucks basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. Serving with
your favorites. Your classics. Your country. Country. 98 Q Country.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, "What you been up to lately?" I told him, "Chasing a dollar." And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, "If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt. Find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness. Buy dirt.
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around." And then he laid it out. Buy dirt. Find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy.
Any more of it.
So buy dirt.
Find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard. It all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by. Can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. See you next summer, all they say. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line, go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add a one more. Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. See you next summer, all the same. Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. See you next summer, all the same. See you next summer.
See you next summer. It's Brian Kelly, and I'm Brian Curry. More random research. Pretty interesting stuff right here. There's a survey by eBay that was done. It finds that 45% of adults think it's appropriate to do this while in the bathroom. What is the answer? Well, 45%, so almost half. Apparently, it's okay to talk on the phone.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and between a rock and a hard place. For the record, yeah, throwing in the towel takes some effort.
As we dream by the fire, to face and unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a wonderland. Oh, let's go walking. Pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman. Tell the other kiddies, knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Well, your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Look at you walking. Come on. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Parker McCollum with Burn It Down, and I'm Brian Curry. Brett Young has a bunch of concert dates coming up, including December 1st in Fort Worth. He's coming up.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss. Sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you and the yellow cab shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed after slipping out your high heel shoes. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe. From the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes. And it's turning all night, babe, yeah. But as long as the night ends with you and the yellow cab shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling in the bed after sipping out your high heel shoes. I ain't lying, saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. Change, 'cause we're the one. Thank you.
painted bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. Well, the woman you love. Yeah. Well, the woman you love.
98 Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go, this flame ain't burning low. There's something here I know, cause I can feel it in the air. Feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, baby, this is turning to a
In the Air Tour gets underway next year. Kane Brown, and there he is with his new one, I Can Feel It. I'm Brian Curry. Have a great rest of your night. I'll see you back here tomorrow, and keep it here for more great music on the way.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-414-7370 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-414-7370 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-414-7370 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-414-7370 now. That's 1-800-414-7370.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way.
Friend of career and eyes.
up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus of two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Text and I ain't heard Jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cabin solo. Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom. Where I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver. My truck.
Hey, my girl is banging. She's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip it like them fries in a Frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, whipped cream on the top two. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeak it in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. My girl is happy, rolling on a Vespa. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got to Bourbon Street State with the Oreo shake. And some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light radio slows down. Box wine, then her updo goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. And some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy light.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? He said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband, but most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the
die.